Chapter 3, The Way We Were. We face my mom on the couch, glaring. My sister and I have matching crossed arms. Mom, I begin, we are very disappointed in you. You never told us you knew Wendolyn's aunt. You never told us you had a Samsorta. You never even told us your real name. Now I understand why she let us go to some stranger's house for a full moon dinner in the first place. They weren't strangers. They were childhood friends.
Are you even our real mother?
Miri asks, raising an eyebrow suspiciously. Mom squirms in her seat.
I'm sorry. You know I don't like to talk about all that. It's in the past.
You better start spilling in the present, I order, slamming my fists into the pillows. She sighs.
Hold on. I have something to show you.
She disappears around the corner. I check my watch. It's already 10:15. I have to get to sleep soon so I can look my best for day one of the sophomore spectacular. Under-eye circles are not part of the plan. Mom returns with a small black leather book.
Do you want to see my Samsorta album?
Is that a rhetorical question? Yes. Why have we never seen this before? Where was it? Do you have some sort of invisible bookshelf in your room? She squeezes in between us on the couch.
It was in the one place where you two never dare go. The cleaning supplies closet. Behind the Windex.
We have a cleaning supplies closet? I ask.
Exactly.
She turns over the black front cover, and Miri and I gasp at the close-up of my mom's adolescent face. It looks just like Miri's, but it's my mom's. It's my mom with a totally unwrinkled forehead, and dark black eyeliner, and an updo. It's Teen Mom, and your hair is brown.
Of course it's brown.
Well, I've never seen your natural color before. You know, I don't think I've ever seen any kid photos of you. I've seen college photos and wedding pictures, but no kid photos. Let me guess. You had to hide them from Dad, and then you forgot all about them?
Exactly.
She says, how sad. She had to bury her entire childhood in the back of a closet so the man she was married to would never see it.
But witches don't take too many pictures anyway, she adds. It's not part of the culture. There's a superstition that getting photographed steals part of your soul.
Gee, thanks, Mom, I say. There are only like a gazillion photos of me out there. Way to warn me.
I don't believe it, obviously. I had these taken, didn't I?
My mom, the rebel. It's super weird to see my mom as a young girl. I can't picture her as a teen. I can't imagine her as a real person without kids. Isn't she on this planet to be my mom? You were pretty, I say.
Were? Gee, thanks.
Are pretty, Miri says. That's what she meant.
Totally. That's what I meant. In the next photo, I get a better look at the outfit. Mom's wearing a long-sleeved purpley satin dress. The neck is low and shows off her. Mom, you had boobs. How old were you when you had your Samsorta?
13, Miri's age.
But you're huge. Did you pad? You so padded. She giggles.
I may have padded a little bit.
The bodice of the dress is tight, and the skirt flares into ruffles. She's looking off into the distance. Behind her is the Eiffel Tower. You had your Samsorta in Paris? I ask. I thought they held it in Romania.
No, it was in Romania.
We just popped by Paris for pictures.
Popped by? La la la. I think I'll pop by Paris on my way to school. Pick up a baguette. Merci beaucoup.
She flips over to a two-page spread.
On the left is Teen Mom with Today Mom. No, that makes zero sense. Unless she's time-traveling mom.
Is that Grandma?
Miri asks.
Ah, so clever, that little one.
It sure is.
She looks just like you do now, I say, except for the black hair.
Yeah, she had gorgeous thick black hair.
I got mine from my father.
Is he in any of the photos? I ask.
No.
Sadness creeps into her voice.
He stayed out of the witch stuff. Didn't want to get in the way.
At least he had the opportunity to get in the way, unlike Dad. Imagine if Mom had told him, had told all of us about her Samsorda years ago, when we were still one family. The four of us cuddled together on the couch, flipping through the pictures, teasing, laughing, sipping hot chocolate by the fireplace.
Hey, Mom,
Mary says, interrupting my trip down alternate reality lane.
Does mogul mean grandma?
It's moga, she answers.
That's what I said.
You said mogul, I snicker.
Did not. Next picture, please.
The next page is Teen Mom with a boy. A boy who's looking at her adoringly. She gets a girlish smile on her face.
That's Jefferson Tyler.
Really? And who is Jefferson Tyler?
My very first boyfriend, she says.
No way.
You had a boyfriend before Dad? I squeal.
Yes, dear.
Mira and I study the picture. He has short, curly, dark hair and a big smile.
He's cute, I say.
Miri asks,
is he a warlock?
Yup. This is all too much.
Other men, other name? Who are you? Mom clucks her tongue.
I did have a life before you were born, you know.
Apparently.
How long did you go out with him exactly?
I don't know. About 5 years?
What? I shriek.
We met a few months before my Sam, and we stayed together until I was about 18.
That's forever, Miri says, folding her legs underneath her.
I can't believe you never told us about him.
Have you seen him since? Did you love him? Did you guys...
I'm about to say make out, but I decide I don't want to know the answer to that. At all. Yuck. So instead I say,
break up?
Which makes no sense. Obviously they broke up.
Miri snorts.
No, they got married. He wanted to get married,
Mom says.
But I wanted to go to college.
No way, I say. I can't believe another guy proposed to you before Dad. At 18.
Yikes.
Things were different back then. Witches got married young. I wanted to excommunicate myself from the world of witchcraft. He wanted to get more involved. My mother wanted me to marry him, of course.
Why?
Miri's eyes are wide.
She wanted me to avoid the problems she'd had by marrying an Orlok. That's a...
We got it, Miri says with a nod.
Non-Warlok. Right. But I wanted to explore my options.
Then you met Dad, I say.
Then I met your dad.
None of us speaks. We're all thinking, and look how well that turned out. At least, that's what I'm thinking. For all I know, they're thinking about padded bras, or about whatever happened to Jefferson Tyler. Because how cool would it be if after all these years they met up, fell back in love, and got married? So cool. Yeah, I know, she's had a serious boyfriend for 5 months now. So serious she even told him our witchy secret. But still, it's so romantic. Must find Jefferson Tyler. Maybe he's on my witch book.
Back to the Samsordas, Miri says. How did you know what to do? Did you have a tutor?
Mom groans. I had to take these horrible lessons at charm school. I laugh.
It was actually called charm school?
No, the official name was Charmori, but everyone called it that.
Wow, says Miri wistfully. Where is the Charmori? In New York?
In Switzerland.
You never told us you've been to Switzerland, Miri grumbles.
Miri, she never told us anything. She was a witch. Of course she's been to Switzerland. She's probably been to every country on the planet. I refocus on the subject at hand. Did you do any skiing? Mom laughs. I wasn't there to ski. I was there to learn.
What a nerd.
Was there chocolate? I bet there was really good chocolate.
Do you speak Brixta? Miri asks. Say something in Brixta.
I doubt I remember anything, she says.
Oh, come on, I tell her. Say hello.
You can say hello. She closes her eyes. Kelly, froki fuma imbo ozagi kiro?
Shut up!
I squeeze her arm. What does that mean? Hello. Can I have another piece of chocolate? See, I knew it.
Cool, Miri says.
A waste of time, actually. I spent over a year learning Brixta. I've never used it again. In my opinion, the entire Samsorda ceremony is pretty useless. You don't get any more powers or rights. It's not like getting a driver's license. You're not any more of a witch. It's just a public spectacle.
So why do people do it? I ask.
She shrugs. It's a way to make yourself known in the witch world, to network with other witches.
We silently flip through the rest of the pictures. It might be a big waste, but she sure looks glamorous.
The gorgeous dress, the thick black eyeliner, the fancy updo.
I want to look that glamorous.
Do I want a Samsorda?
I want to get dressed up. I want to get my makeup and hair done and have a boy look at me adoringly. But the boy I want to look at me adoringly is Raff. And how can he possibly come to my witch party if he doesn't know I'm a witch? He can't. So really, what's the point? Anyway, do I want to learn a new language and then have a weird candle zombie ritual at a cemetery on Halloween? Not so much. I look at my watch again. It's almost 12. If I don't get to bed soon, I'm going to look like a zombie tomorrow. Don't hide these away in your secret closet, I tell Mom, motioning to the albums. I want to check them out again, but I need sleep. Miri, have you prepared your first day of school outfit? She rolls her eyes. Unlike you, I am not obsessed with how I look. Speaking of which, did you change my comforter back to its original color?
What? Gotta go.
Rachel, it's hideous.
What a whiner.
You won't be able to see it in the dark. You have until tomorrow, Miri says.
Or what?
Or I'll zap your shirt off and you'll be wearing a comforter.
Ooh, big talker. Mom stretches her arms above her head.
Why exactly is your comforter a different color? What did your sister do?
Shh. I kiss Miri on the forehead and my mom on the cheek.
It's all good.